Hey, what's up? This is your little brother Juan Diego, founder of DieselLife.com, the lifestyle guide for brothers who get down. Well, today I have a very interesting topic to talk about. It's called booth store or bus store. I was searching on some Yahoo groups, and as you know, many of y'all know, I'm a member of a lot of them, and I came across a ad in a paper that was done. It was actually not an ad, it was a story that was done May 30th, 2007. So you know this just happened, where a Nashville adult bookstore was closed over lewd acts. The name of the store was called House of Thrills Adult Bookstore, and a court ordered, after a 9-month investigation into sex acts on the premises, that the House of Thrills was supposed to be closed down. And what the police say is that they went in and they've made about 80 arrests at the House of Thrills since October for various sexual offenses. And what they were talking about was acts of sexual conduct, primarily acts of masturbation, occurring in the video arcade area. Okay, those are the facts. And the owner of the store basically decided to close down and didn't do any type of legal recourse in order to defend himself, because he knew what was going on. So today it brings me to my question: bookstore or bus store? Quite honestly, I personally believe that many of these stores are targets for police officers. It seems like there's only a amount of time, or there's only but so much time before you're going to start running into a lot of the booth stores beginning to get closed down. And what you're beginning to see are those stores that seem to be more in, say, a residential area or in a downtown area. A lot of them begin to become targets. Many of my brothers in New York, they know that one thing that Giuliani came down and cleaned up the bookstores downtown in Manhattan. And also, one thing that's been going on is many of the bathhouses in Midtown have literally been cited on lots of things, from dudes having sex in the public hallways and all of this different things. The reality is, people know that at booth stores or bath stores, that wherever you get a whole bunch of gay men and some adult videos, niggas are going to fuck. That is just the reality of it. But what is very interesting is how those businesses are now starting to become targets from the law and from other authorities, because people will always say, not in my neighborhood. But as we know, the same people from the neighborhood will drive to the same bookstore to go get their thrills off. So the question is it necessary for a brother to go to a bookstore, or should they go to a bookstore, or what's the best course of action? Personally, I believe that just gives more, That gives more credence to my argument of private fuck parties, freak parties, or whatever you want to call it, and the need for those parties to put measures in place to protect themselves instead of putting all this shit out there. That gets me to my second point of what I've observed. I was reading on the internet on Google. But what I want to say is, freak parties can eliminate a lot of this stuff. What goes on between a group of consenting adults that have been pre-screened and everything is your fucking business. Why go to a booth store and risk it? Because these authorities are now, they're checking Adam for Adam, they're checking squirt.org, they're checking Craigslist. I mean, there was a martyred chairman in Atlanta, Georgia. He got busted for having public sex in the bathroom. The martyred chairman, public transportation chairman, was caught having sex in a bathroom at the airport. Why, when the Econo Lodge was $44 at night, gets me. But I'm just against this public sex. I mean, there are certain dudes that love quote-unquote glory holes in adult bookstores. But I personally believe that going there to have sex is kind of dangerous for you. I've gone to do the cruising for sex listings, but I don't do anything in the store. Why? Because you never know who people are. If you're going to go to an adult video bookstore to hook up, or to a bathhouse to hook up, the best thing is to go in there, meet a dude, have a hotel room, go to the hotel room, and do what you do among consenting adults. It's the safest way possible. That way you don't have to risk any type of legal proceedings or arrest, or even have that type of thing on your record, because you know that that becomes public information if you get arrested sucking dick at a booth store. You get arrested for it, that becomes a public record. And many news agencies love to post your picture and the information over the internet. Just look at NBC. They've been doing that to catch a predator. And look how many dudes have been busted over stupid shit, but they should have been arrested. But the other thing is that there have been times in Baltimore and in Annapolis, we had a judge actually that got arrested at Macy's, if I'm not mistaken, sucking dick in the bathroom at Macy's. They had his name, his picture, where he worked, all of that was all over the news. So if you don't want to remain a news story, if you're going to go to those places, go meet a dude and get the fuck out and do what you're going to do. Most of those places allow you to come in and come out. That's the best way to do it. Or you can start your own private freak party. I'm an advocate of them. Now, here's the thing that we need to bring into public light. Many of you have probably read the story in 2006 of how a group of black, gay, quote-unquote, representatives for HIV and whatever stood outside of the Raw Dukes party and protested that shit. Yes, they stood outside this dude's private fucking sex party that he had and did a 3-hour protest in front of it and handed out information to people. Now, a question that I have is, why in the fuck would you do that to someone? These are consenting adults over the age of 21 that are coming to this party. It's a Raw party, which means they know when they show up that there are not going to be no condoms there. They, being honest, well, I say not honest, I will be fair and be balanced. What they said was this: one of the people from People of Color in Crisis, Black Gay Organization, and GMAT, what they said was that he had a policy that he advertised that anyone using condoms would be asked to leave. So he banned condom use. Well, the name of the fucking party is called Raw Dukes. He's not talking about raw as in raw bananas and shit. He's talking about raw dick, in ass, fucking, busting nuts, sucking nuts. The stuff that we all know transmits HIV. Well, not, if a person's going to go, 9 times out of 10, dumbasses, they have HIV. I'm not against a brother having HIV or being HIV positive. My whole thing is, if you're HIV positive, it's not a death sentence. Work out, be healthy, and live a better life. But if you choose to have raw sex, that's among you. And that's what this dude was doing. He claims on his side of the argument that he had been working with some of the safe sex organizations to give out condoms, to get condoms in order to distribute that type of information. Well, you see what cooperating with public agencies gets you. It gets you to be a target, for real. So I tell anybody who does a party, if any person from any fucking us helping us, black safe sex, whatever, comes to you and asks to give you condoms, deny that shit. Do not get condoms from any black fucking organization. Don't get condoms from any white fucking organization. Why? Because once they give you condoms, your ass, your party, goes on a fucking radar, and the brothers who attend it are no longer safe. If you want to do safe sex, take it upon yourself at the beginning of the event to give a condom demonstration to everybody. Take it upon yourself to buy your own fucking condoms. Now, this is a warning to the brothers that go to a lot of the club flexes and stuff like that. I think there's one in Atlanta. Brothers, if you're listening to this and there's still the flex baths or whatever you want to call them in Atlanta, I think there's still one in Dallas. Please give me an email so I can make sure I'm giving the correct information. But many of those will take your identification. What happens is, when you go visit those places, the information that's taken off your ID goes in a government database. Yes, the government gets that shit. What do they do with it? The information is used to get statistics, among other things. I don't know what the other uses of the information is for. But I do know that when your name, when you give that ID that has your name, your address, and say, I have a DC license, my DC social security number, that information goes into a fucking database. That is why I will not go to a public bathhouse, even to do a cruising for sex story. Why? You don't know how that information is going to come back. And you don't know what's going to happen once you go to a place. So it's better to be safe. I am a fan of private shit. If you're going to meet, do your shit private. But that's one of the things that, you know, it's just interesting that our own people would try to, you know, stop a brother who's doing his shit. If he has a no condom policy, that is his fucking right. You don't see any white gay organizations, and I'm being real. You don't see any of them protesting Brandon's Pies Party. Brandon's Pies Party was the first first condom-less sex party in New York City. You know what the white people did? They heralded this motherfucker. He's going on tours, talking to different gay organizations, talking to different white gay organizations. He's being heralded. Why? Because they say that he is stereotyping for HIV positive behavior. Therefore, that those people who are positive, he's bringing them together in order to keep them from actually, you know, intermingling with the main gay population. You know how white people say all this dumb shit. Well, I'm trying to say what they say. What the fuck? But anyway, that's the case. So, a white man does the same thing that the dude from Raw Dukes does. This white man goes on fucking tour. And this white man is heralded by white gays. A black man does the same thing and the black gays go after his ass. It's something. Like they say, a lot of times you can get more fucking slack from black people. I would use the word, but I got a multicultural audience and you know what the fuck I'm about to say. You get more slack from your own people than you do. Now my thing is this. If this guy has an HIV positive party, I'm all for that shit. Why? Because if dudes who are HIV positive have their own place to go, they won't be hitting up dudes who are trying to throw HIV negative events. Now, logically, we all know that no one can really know who's HIV negative at a party unless someone has a party that says, please bring a copy of a recent HIV test. That will be the only way you know that people are at least up to date on their HIV test. We also know that even if you get HIV tested this week and it says that you are negative, it may be undetectable and you may test positive much later. So the best thing that anybody in the game can do is just ask people or just have plenty of condoms, have a pro-condom policy, create a condom use culture. Yes, condom use culture. I think I'll use that again. But that's what you should do. Create a culture within your party where people be embarrassed not to use a fucking condom. That's what I've done. Brother, I have been in one part of my event. Brothers been in the other part. Brothers will stop fucking. You can send an email to the Diesel Party. They will tell you. They will stop fucking and come and ask me for more condoms. Why? Because I created a culture where brothers are proud to use condoms. Because everybody wants to be here. We want to have a good life. But I also credit it to Diesel Life Magazine also having a big focus on spirituality and on natural health and on being healthy. You know, I'm a crazy ass motherfucker, but you know, that's just who the fuck I am. But you know, my whole point in saying this and wrapping up is very simple. If you're going to an adult bookstore, be fucking careful. You can't just let your hormones, your emotions, and all of that stuff get the best of you. Don't fuck an adult bookstore. Meet a dude, get a hotel room. If he puts up 20, you put up 20, you got the fucking Econo Lodge. You got the Comfort Inn, and you got a whole bunch of other places where y'all can go and get down. Now, if you don't want to do that, go to a private freak party. If you can't find one because they say you're too big or you're white, start your own. Go to squirt.org, Craigslist, Adam for Adam. Put some postings up. Now, if you throw parties, don't cooperate with any type of safe sex organization. I don't care if they say that they're there to quote unquote ensure the safety of black HIV positive men or ensure the safety of black men who have sex with other men. Don't fucking trust them, because if a group will protest outside a person's party, they will protest outside your party. That's all I have to say on this issue. Well, make sure that you do check out Diesel Life Magazine. A new issue is coming out in about 2 weeks. Got a brand new issue, and this issue is going to be a little bit different. I'm doing putting some really awesome stuff I'm doing actually inside the magazine. Will be a section dedicated to abundance and prosperity. As many of you all know, I go to Unity, and abundance and prosperity is a very, very big topic within the philosophy of Unity, Science of Mind, Home of Truth, Divine Science, any of the New Thought churches. But I'm taking a lot of the stuff that they have taught for years and I'm putting it in. It will change your life. I'm not lying to you. But you're going to get that in a new issue of Diesel Life Magazine. Well, That's all I have to say. You take care. Send me an email, info@diesellife.com. And this is Diesel Life Radio, Juan Diego signing off. The lifestyle guide for brothers who get down. Peace.